ओम शांति। मेकिंग बाबा माय वर्ल्ड, इन दिस वर्ल्ड देयर आर ओनली टू थिंग्स, physical beings and physical things. These are the two things are in this physical world. Whatever we achieve from these two things, if we achieve from Baba that things, then automatically we can experience Baba is my whole world. This is our destination. Becoming complete pure means remaining Baba only all the time, none but one. Baba used to say sometimes, "Use me." As much you want, use me. Either can use me or you can lose me. There is a chance, there is a choice. And if we really would like to make Baba my whole world, then we must have the art of using Baba all the time in different forms throughout the day. Mainly, I would like to share 10 aspects regarding this, related with this. Through 10 relationship we can use Baba throughout the day. By the result of that we can feel Baba is my whole world. Baba must be the light of my eyes. People are asking where you are living. Where you are living? I live in God's heart and God lives in my heart. Such a fortunate soul am I. And for that, we must experience Baba as the light of my eyes. We must make Baba our whole world. We must fill our heart with true godly love. If our heart would be full with true godly love, there won't be any sort of pool of this physical world. No one and nothing can pull you if you are full with true godly love. That is why we must keep on experiencing true godly love through different relationship with Baba. This is a golden opportunity which we are getting in this confluence age. Once in a cycle. First relationship. Relationship of father. Baba gives us divine birth. He is giving us sustenance. And we are receiving from Baba our inheritance of 21 birth. And in this confluence age, we are receiving the inheritance of different type of the treasures from Baba. But if you really would like to receive maximum treasures from Baba, you must win Baba's heart. And for that, you should become an obedient child, an ideal child. As much you are following Baba's Srimad, Baba's direction, you can become Baba's obedient child. Father loves obedient child all the time. Father always takes the care of an obedient child. Extra care. That is why, whatever the direction my father is giving, I must accept with the love. Then automatically I can experience Baba as my Supreme Father. Second relationship, Supreme Teacher. My teacher is creating my career for 21 birth. My teacher is so gentle. I am proud of my teacher. The way of teaching of my teacher is a very royal. First of all, he is making me to sit on the throne of self-respect. And he is giving teachings with a great love. And he is filling my apron of my intellect with the invaluable jewels of knowledge. By the result of that, my intellect is becoming divine and more and divine. If I really would like to win the heart of my teacher, I must f- follow the homework, whatever the teacher is giving me. Those students are making their homework, and those are regular and punctual, they win the heart of the teacher. That is why I must use Baba as my teacher. Knowledge is a light which we are receiving from Sun of Knowledge. And as much we understand the secret of knowledge, we become light. Full knowledge, full soul means remaining all the time light, easy. This is the sign of full knowledge, full soul. Remaining light in all the situations. Light of, when we are receiving the light of knowledge, automatically we feel lightness in our life. Third relationship, relationship of my supreme preceptor. Baba has said in this last Murli, celebrate Thursday and Sunday nicely in every week. Sadguruvar, Thursday means Sadguruvar, the day of preceptor. Whatever the blessing I am receiving from my supreme preceptor, I must become the embodiment of that blessing. I must experience that blessing as a part of my life. Because my supreme preceptor, he is giving me blessings through the words, and simultaneously he is giving extra power through the drushti also. So I can become the embodiment of that blessing easily. If I will not work on that blessing, if I will not become the embodiment of that blessing, I can lose the chance of that extra power which Baba is giving through the drushti. My life must be the embodiment of lots of blessings. Because in future, our role would be like a master god. Now, whatever the role Baba is playing now, we have to play our role at the end. And that is why we must become the embodiment of blessings. We must experience all the time throughout the day under the canopy of my preceptor. Whatever the mantra I am receiving from my preceptor, I must keep on chanting. I must become the embodiment of that mantra also. I must experience the hand of blessing on my forehead all the time. That is why early morning experience Baba as a father, receive sustenance. After that, experience Baba as a teacher, receive sustenance from Baba. And the moment you are leaving your home, house, going for job, going for work, just get the blessing from your preceptor and experience throughout the day under the canopy of your preceptor. Enjoy your whole day. Fourth relationship, Baba is my best friend. I met my friend after such a long time. After 5,000 years, I am meeting with my friends. I am spending a lot of time with him. I am sharing the secret of my heart with him. I feel very light and joyful while being in his company. We are hiding many things from our parents, from teacher, and we share that secret of our heart with our friend. That is by experience Baba as my friend, best friend. He's a trustful friend. He's totally worthy to me. In emergency, no one can help you. No laukik, no laukik. Only your friend can help you in emergency. That is why you must have very close friendship with your best friend. What is the secret of your friendship? On what basis you had friendship with Baba? On the basis of promise of purity. And as much you are maintaining very good purity, then your relationship would be closer and closer with your friend. You can win the heart of your friend. My friend never leaves me alone. He always following with me. He is always being with me. Whenever I am working, he is just sitting beside me all the time. And I am having conversation with him on subtle level. Fifth relationship, mother. Baba is my spiritual mother. When you are sick, when you are having problem, you remember your mother. First of all, you remember your mother. In this situation, my mother can help me. She can take care of myself. That's why I keep on using Baba as a mother every day. Very special yukti for using Baba as a mother is the method of sleeping at night. You must follow proper method of sleeping. You are a very lovely child. At night your mother is waiting for you in subtle world. Your mother prepared wonderful bed of light for you. When you are playing role, at the end of the day, you are going in subtle world and meeting your mother as she hugs you. Oh, come on, my baby, come on, my child. I prepared such a nice, wonderful bed for you. Your mother is sitting, Baba is sitting here on one side, and you are lying in Baba's lap as a baby, small baby. Your legs are towards this side. Your head is in Baba's lap, and you are having very chit-chat with your mother. Your mother is so lovely. She is giving you gentle spiritual massage because you are tired. You work very hard all the day long. She is giving you gentle massage. By the result of that, you become very light, fresh. And then, having sweet conversation with your mother, you are closing your eyes and you are having 4-5 hours sound sleep. When you are having such type of this sound sleep, then you would be fresh. The moment you open your eyes, you would be fresh. Say good morning to your mother. If you follow this method, there won't be any sort of negative dream, fearful dream, bad dream. Because in dream, our subconscious mind is working. You are sleeping and your mind is wandering here and there. Then after having sleep also, you will not feel fresh. But if you follow this method, then automatically you will be fresh after having such a wonderful rest. And you would be fresh for Amrut Vela Yoga. Mind and body would be fresh. Then we should enjoy nectar time, Amrut Vela. And we must receive nectar of power from Baba at Amrut Vela. Successful Amrut Vela means experiencing nectar of power from Baba. Mother always take the care of the child. She always think, my child must be healthy. My child must be safe from the enemy of Maya. That's why she is taking all the time care. I must have sweet relationship with my mother. Experience true motherly love from Baba, then automatically you would be detached from your physical mother also. Because it is really hard to conquer the love of mother, physical mother. You can get detached from all the relationship, but it is not easy to get detached from the mother. And for overcoming that attachment of mother, you should experience Baba as your mother. Krishna is sitting on the world globe and playing his flute. Why is he sitting on the world globe? He is not having any desire or attachment of this whole world. He is completely detached from this whole world, old world. He is not having any interest. He is having unlimited disinterest of this old world. That's why he is sitting on the globe, world globe. Detached, completely detached. And if you really would like to sit with him, you must also experience unlimited disinterest from this whole world. This whole world is not anymore for me. I enjoy my role. 5,000 years. This is a guest house. This is not a rest house. This is a guest house. My Paramdham is a guest rest house. Sometimes, occasionally, if you are sleeping in a guest house is really wonderful. Golden gates, jewels are there, lots of comfort is there, everything is there. But while living in guest house, you can remember your original house. Your real home. Where you are living permanently. That is why this world is a guest house. Paramdham is my rest house. Next relationship, child. Sixth one. Baba is my child. I must make Baba as a child. I must surrender everything to my child. I must give up everything to my child. Because I am receiving the air of 21 birth from my child. And I trust my child. He's very powerful. He can take me back to the home. I have full faith on him. Because child is taking care of the father. That is why my child is so sweet and so trustworthy, so faithful. He will take me back to the sweet silence home. That is why I must make child as an heir child. I must surrender everything to my child. Anusaya, in the path of, on the path of bhakti, the Anusaya, she was keeping the statues of the Brahma Vishnu Shankar. And every day she was giving the shower and offering bhoga. And she was always experiencing, these are the my three child. Brahma Vishnu Shankar. She was always experiencing, these three are my children. They will help me. They will take care of myself. This is the memorial of this confluence age. Next relationship, Dharamraj. Baba is also Dharamraj. On one hand, he is my father. But on the other hand, he is also Dharamraj. If I made some mistake, my father can pardon me. But Dharamraj cannot. That is why I must keep Baba as a Dharamraj, and I must pay attention on myself that I must not commit any sort of mistake. So, I will get punishment from Dharamraj. No, I don't want to get punishment from Dharamraj. I want to pass through Dharamraj Puri with his respect. That is why, just have a fear of Dharamraj. Not fear, but he is watching me all the time. My all actions, he is watching me. And he is a judge. If I perform good action, I will get good result. If I commit bad action, then automatically I will get punishment from Dharamraj. That is why if that attitude would be in our mind, then automatically we would be aware of not committing any mistake. We will not be lazy. That is why in Dharamraj Puri, till Dharamraj Puri we are carrying our subtle body. When we leave body here, our subtle body will go till the Dharamraj Puri, and if we have some account of sin left, then we have to suffer there through that subtle body. Because we Brahmins have three ways to settle our accounts of 63 birth sins. One is through yoga. Second is through suffering, any sort of suffering. And third one, if some account left, then we have to settle that accounts of the sins through the punishment. Then we return to Paramdham. That is why we must use Baba like Dharamraj also. Eighth relationship, Baba is my guide. When you are in confusion, if you want proper guidance, proper direction, he is always available with you. But just one thought away from you. Baba promised us, when you call me with such a great love, when you call me, oh Baba, come and help me, the same moment I will be there. I will be in front of you. For helping. This is my promise. But from the heart, we should call Baba. I am always available. You are 24 hours obedient servant. Use me. Never leave Baba. Free. Always keep Baba busy with you. Baba, do these things for me. Baba, do this for me. Baba, take care of myself. Keep busy, Baba. While driving, Baba, sit beside with me. Help me. Give me some direction. Because Maya is also powerful. He is always distracting you from your path. And whenever you need some direction or some guidance, use Baba as a guide. He will take your to your destination. Next relationship, surgeon, spiritual surgeon. Whatever the diseases your body have, soul have, you can cure your diseases by using Baba as a surgeon. If you have some pain in your body, get some sakas from Baba, from Son of Knowledge, on that particular area where you are having pain. Receive some sakas from Baba. Then automatically you can overcome that pain. You can feel relief. Baba help me. Baba cure me. When you are tired, just receive sakas from Baba. Receive some injection of tonic, extra power, extra energy, and feel fresh all the time. The players in this world, they are playing, and when they get tired, they use to drink soft drink. They are using soft drink for re-energizing their body. In the same way, receive some special treatment from surgeon, from doctor. Once Dadi Prakashmani was sick because there was only one Madhuban, was not Gyansoro and Shantivan. She used to be always busy. And when she was meeting Baba, Baba had given us some direction, one direction. Follow one yukti. When the group of Malaysia is meeting you, meet them. And that when that group is going and the group of Philippines is coming for meeting, there is a gap of few seconds. Give the injection of the soul conscious stage in that gap. And experience some energy, you would be fresh. Injection of bodiless stage for few seconds. You would be fresh. See, follow that yukti and to become free from that sickness. Sometimes we would like to conquer certain samskar, strong samskar, illness of the soul. We are not getting success. Get some extra support from your surgeon. Baba, please do surgery. I want to get free from this sickness. I don't want to sustain this weakness with me anymore, longer. He can help you. He can give you some idea. He can help you. He can cure you. He can make you double healthy and double wealthy and double happy. And 10th aspect, relationship of protector. In this physical world, the people feel insecurity, uncertainty. All over the problems are there. And in this world, often threatening world, often changing world, rapidly changing world, we feel sometimes insecure. supreme authority is my protector. Highest authority of this world is my protector. He is my backbone. He is always being with me. If you have any sort of fear in your heart, you cannot remember Baba. You cannot become dear and near of Baba if some sort of fear is there in your heart. That is why remove that fear. The first quality of King of Kings is a fearlessness. You have to adopt that quality. You have to become fearless. You have to conquer fear. Any sort of fear. And for that, use Baba as a protector. As a backbone. Because we are having fear because of certain botherations, some worries or some problems. But if Baba is there, Baba is a magician. He can help you in a subtle way and he can make you free from that fear. That is why Baba would like to see the face of every child like a blossoming flower. I would like to see the face of my every child ever happy. And if our mind is happy, face is a mirror of our mind. Whatever is going in our mind, that is reflecting on our face. If your mind is happy, face would be happy. And three thieves always knocking our door of our mind, and they want to steal our happiness. Fear, burden and worries. These three thieves are coming on the door of mind. Fear, worries and burden. Baba is helping me. I don't have fear. He always taking my burden away. That's why I would like to experience lightness, worries. Why I should have worries? Highest authority is with me. He is always helping me. That is why experience ever happiness in your life by overcoming fear. When we think ourselves as a body, then there would be some sort of fear. And as much we are becoming bodiless, we are becoming fearless. In this confluence age, I want to share my love with only one Baba. Not with any physical being or any physical thing. Baba is a contractor of love. I would like to share my love with only Baba. In abroad, there are very huge shopping centers. Very good and huge shopping centers. If you want to buy a small thing, needle, or big thing, car also, you can buy at one place in that shopping centers. But in India, previously, if they want to buy 10 things, they have to go 10 shop. Waste of energy, waste of time. Now my shopping center is only Baba. Baba is my shopping center. Whatever I need, I should get that from Baba only, from no one else. Because my intellect was wandering and wandering, since copper age was wandering, I become tired. Now I don't want to do that more anymore. Just sit with Baba. Focus the eye of intellect on Baba. Be there and receive treasures from Baba. Baba is in Paramdham. And he is asking you one thing. Oh my sweet child, you want income? You want income? Yes or no? Huh? Please, come in. Come in. Come in. Sit with me. In Paramdham, sit with me. And if you are sitting on the bank of ocean, then take as much you want income. There is no boundaries. There is no limitation. That is why use Baba as much as possible. And I would like to share my love with only God. Why? I must have some realization. Write some points. First thing. I really would like to share my love with God only because, first reason is, only God's love is a reliable love. Secondly, only God's love is everlasting love. Thirdly, only God's love is unconditional and uncomplicated love. And that is why I really would like to share my love with only Baba. Not with any physical being or physical thing. And then automatically I can experience Baba is my whole world. You can be detached from old world and you can experience Baba is your whole world. No one and nothing can pull you from this old world. Understand? That is why after 5,000 years, Baba asking for one thing, I am the contractor of love only. Would you like to do contract of your love with me? He's asking for love only. You don't have anything, you are a beggar. You hire this house from the elements and Maya. You don't have anything. You have only small thing. Treasure of true heartly love. Share with me. I am the contractor of spiritual love. Okay? This is the time. This is the need of time, that experiencing Baba as my whole world. Because in this season, since the beginning, Baba always is pulling our attention. Become perfect. Become full with all the treasures. Get free from all the weakness. Burn all your past heart sanskars. get free from this weakness. Get closer and closer to your perfection. Because time is running fast and our speed of efforts is not also fast. That's why we must become fast efforts maker. Then only we can reach to our destination on time. Baba has said that this is the time of experiencing powerful yoga or volcanic form of yoga. Having ordinary yoga, the time of having ordinary yoga is already over, already finished. Now this is the time of having powerful, really powerful yoga or volcanic form of yoga. That is why we must have morning Amrit Vela or in evening powerful yoga. Because through powerful yoga only we can burn our sins and we can collect the treasure of powers. Because in future we have to donate the treasure of powers to unlimited souls. That is why the treasure store of powers must be full. And that can be possible when we would have powerful yoga. Now let us have really wonderful meditation for a few minutes. Okay? Can we have? Okay. So then sit upright. Keep your back straight. Free from copies and pain. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining divine star . I am a wonderful star. I am a beautiful and pure shining star. I am a radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. pure light. Spreading the fragrance of purity in this atmosphere. Experiencing blissful stage. How fortunate am I am visualizing and experiencing my original form, incorporeal form, that is a point of divine light. My existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying beyond this world globe. Flying far, far beyond the moon and sun and stars. I arrived at an angelic world. How beautiful is this angelic world. It is a world of divine, snow-white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. Very light and beautiful dress of an angel. My sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his angelic, perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shivbaba is also present in him. Baba gives me love field drishti. The soul become lost in the ocean of love. I become lost in Baba's arm. Oh, my sweetest child. I am very happy because I found my long lost child. There are tears of happiness, tears of love in Baba's eyes. Oh, my lovely child, most welcome here in this angelic world. And experience any relationship with me. Use me. Use my company. I am ready to give you any experience of any relationship. Experience me as your supreme father, true father. Being a small baby, just sit in my lap, play in my lap, become my obedient child, and experience true fatherly love. Tells me that experience me as your supreme teacher. My teacher is so gentle. He is teaching me with a great love and respect. And filling my apron with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming divine. He is telling me the secret of this drama. Secrets of knowledge. Sweet child, experience me as your supreme preceptor. Experience the hand of blessings on your forehead. Spend your whole day under the canopy of preceptor. And become the embodiment of the blessings. How lucky am I? How fortunate am I? I am experiencing direct relationship with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. I am living the kocchum of an angel and flying towards the incorporeal world. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world, my sweet home. My true home. Everywhere there is a golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. I'm just enjoying his beauty. He's so beautiful. He become the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, Baba is the only one. I am experiencing Baba as my whole world. Baba, Baba, you are so sweet, Baba. Baba, I really like you, Baba. You are everything for me, Baba. I am yours and you are mine, Baba. The soul was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow and a merciful father, he just picked me up you adopted me and put me in the lap of super sensitive joy. I never ever dream that you will adopt me. Never. Is my bridegroom. Neither soul is a favorite bride of Baba. I am just enjoying the beauty of my bride with the intoxicated of I of my intellect. I am going closer and closer to my bridegroom. My heart is overflowing with true godly love. I become lost in the arm of light and might of my bridegroom. I fell madly in the love with my bridegroom, so that no one and nothing can separate me from him. I feel combined with him. I experience oneness with him. Son of knowledge, his unlimited source of spiritual energy, his ocean of powers. I am receiving the shower of powers on me. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power. From the source power. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers on me. The battery of my soul is recharging. I become powerful. I would like to sustain this powerful stage as long as possible. The soul is returning towards the corporeal world and sitting in the center of my forehead in this corporeal body. I am Master Almighty Soul, spreading the waves of powers all around me and charging this atmosphere. Just a tiny point of divine light. God has selected me as the instrument in the task of establishment of new world. I am a special instrument of God.